morning on WCHL, Orange County commissioners are being urged to increase education funding.
We're tired of seeing our kids' education become a political chew toy. We're tired of teachers not making a living wage.
Meanwhile, state budget cuts slashed teachers' assistance funding by more than $230 million.
This is a classic example of our legislators not having a clue as to what really happens in a school.
We'll hear from one of the Moral Tuesday protesters who sat in the legislative office of Tom Tillis. Plus, the new voice of the faculty at UNC says those who live in glass houses shouldn't throw the first stone. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, it's regional time. UNC baseball gets ready for double elimination play today. And
are the NBA playoffs rigged? Lots of people think so.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL on the beginning of another somewhat muggy day. 20% chance of showers and thunder showers this afternoon. Our high today is in the upper 70s, so not as warm as it was yesterday or the day before. Hundreds came out to a budget public hearing last night to tell Orange County commissioners to increase school funding. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
The Southern Human Services Center was awash in a sea of crimson last night as more than 300 parents and teachers wearing red for education turned out to the budget public hearing asking Orange County commissioners to fully fund both school systems.
We're tired of seeing our kids' education become a political chew toy. We're tired of teachers not making a living wage. We're tired of hearing that next year is the year we do something. Next year, we'll raise revenue or cut costs. Next year, we'll fix old or overcrowded schools. There isn't next year. We're insisting, we are demanding, y'all, frankly, we're begging for you to fully fund our schools.
That's Jeff Hall, president of the Chapel Hill Carborough PTA Council. He was one of 40 speakers who addressed the board before a standing room only crowd. Outside the boardroom, the building was filled to capacity, with supporters standing shoulder to shoulder lining the hallways. Still more waited on the lawn after the fire marshal was forced to turn them away. The manager's proposed $195 million budget for next year does include more money for Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools than last year, but the plan falls short of what each district has asked for. Orange County School Board requested an additional $2.9 million next year, while the Chapel Hill Carborough School Board requested an additional $3.9 million. Under the county's current budget proposal, Chapel Hill Carborough Schools could lose 22 teaching assistants. Kim Talikoff is a fourth-grade teacher at Estes Hills Elementary. She told commissioners teaching assistants are vital to the success of her students.
I will not be able to compensate for what I am about to lose if we don't act now to fully fund TAs. So I ask you, please, provide the funding we need to make our shared objectives possible. Please put TAs in every classroom.
The recently released state Senate budget proposal also has education supporters on edge, as funding for teaching assistants would be cut in half, resulting in the loss of 57 teaching assistants in the Chapel Hill Carborough school system. Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFries told commissioners the Senate's plan would more than double the district's budget gap.
In the current scenario, we would need to make reductions of over $6 million to balance our budget. We felt that it was important for the commissioners to know this and know that both school districts will be under a tremendous amount of pressure. And we reiterate our request for your strong continued support and increased funding.
To increase school funding, commissioners have the option of raising the countywide property tax rate, raising the Chapel Hill Carborough special district tax rate, or dipping into the county's fund balance. The manager's plan already calls for $8.5 million worth of fund balance money to balance next year's budget. Board Chair Barry Jacobs reminded the crowd that Orange County elected officials have long supported public education, and he thanked the parents, teachers, and students in the audience for their advocacy.
Unlike the North Carolina legislature, we actually want to hear from the public.
The board will discuss the budget at a work session on Thursday, June 5th. The final budget is scheduled to be adopted June 17th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Now here's the other side of that story. The $21.1 billion draft budget released on Thursday in the Republican State Senate cut state funding for teachers' assistance by $233.2 million. The proposed allotment would provide $971.75 for each currently enrolled student in grades K through 1. But the funding would no longer be allocated based on enrollment of students in K through 3. Allocation of teacher assistant funds for those grades would be left up to local education agencies. agencies. Colbert Middle School teacher Chuck Hennessy is president of the Chapel Hill Carborough Association of Educators, and he's not happy about what he's hearing.
This is a classic example of our legislators not having a clue as to what really happens in a school and what needs to happen in order for all of our children to be able to learn.
He says the teacher's assistants are instrumental in many different aspects of a typical school day, particularly in the early grades, in situations where a teacher has a lot of young students in one classroom.
Any parent who has more than one child knows that it can be difficult if you're trying to deal with more than one child at a time. If you can imagine having, with their newly uncapped levels from our General Assembly, upwards of 25 to 30 children in a class, and having your child to need special assistance, but not being able to receive it simply because of poor legislation.
Hennessy says he's also not happy about the Senate plan to give teachers big pay raises, but only if they agree to give up tenure.
The teacher salary plan is nothing but a failed attempt to get teachers to give up the right to due process, which is a basic right in the state of North Carolina for all state employees.
The proposed state Senate budget also cuts the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction by 30%. Once again, that is the voice of Chuck Hennessy. And you can hear more on this story. You can get all the details on what's going on our website at chapelborough.com. WCHL News Time is 6:12. More news in a moment.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of Mom and Dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
At Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at weaverstreetrealty.com.
The final bell will ring before you know it, and for many kids, that means summer camp, and that means a physical is needed. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young camper can start that much-anticipated summer adventure. Our caring physicians and staff are ready. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial positions, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelborough.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL.
UNC System President Tom Ross issued a statement on Thursday praising the North Carolina State Senate's draft budget for 2014-2015. Here's part of Ross's statement. We support the efforts of legislative leaders to fund salary increases for state workers and look forward to working with them to address compensation issues for university faculty. And while the budget process is far from complete, the Senate budget marks an important step forward for our students and our state, and it demonstrates support that is crucial as the university strives to remain the most valuable asset owned by the people of North Carolina. The proposed budget provides a recurring $1,000 annual salary and benefit increase for all full-time employees subject to the State Personnel Act. There's also a push in the Senate for UNC to dissolve small, unprofitable institutions such as Elizabeth City State University, a historically black institution which has seen enrollment drop from 3,307 in 2011 to
to 2,421 students in 2013. Thursday evening, Vice President of Communications Joni Worthington of UNC sent a follow-up email to WCHL that reads, in part, this draft budget provision, which may or may not be included in the final state budget, would require the UNC Board of Governors to study the feasibility of dissolving any constituent institution that fell below a specified enrollment threshold and to report its findings and recommendations to the 2015 General Assembly. We consider Elizabeth City State University a vital member of the UNC system and critical to Northeastern North Carolina's economic and cultural well-being. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory has signed quickly into law tax changes that include a repeal of some municipal privilege taxes. But Governor McCrory says he's gotten assurances from lawmakers they will work with towns and cities to help them make up the lost revenue. Governor McCrory signed the bill yesterday, shortly after the House and Senate gave separate final approval to the legislation. Bill's supporters say swift resolution was needed, in part to clarify local taxes on temporary home rentals before the U.S. Open Golf Championships in Pinehurst next month. The measure also would eliminate local business privilege taxes on July 1, 2015. It could result in a $62 million loss for municipalities unless lawmakers work out a way to reinstate the tax in another form or provide other revenue sources. Getting back to the university, in early April, more than 30 retired UNC faculty members in a letter published in the News and Observer urged those currently employed by the university to demand answers from the administration into how academic improprieties could have taken place for so long and why the administration has been so quiet about the academic scandal. UNC's faculty chair-elect Bruce Cairn says before blame is spread too far, it's important to remember just how far back the scandal reaches.
We all share culpability in this. It's difficult for, if you've been associated with the university as a faculty member for the past 20 plus years, then there are questions that can be asked that encompass all of us. And so the issue is, what should we be doing now as faculty?
Dr. Cairn says he holds high value in what the former faculty members have to say and that he wants to create ways they can provide input to better the future of Carolina. Dr. Cairn is the J.C. Byrne Center Director and John Stackhouse Distinguished Professor of Surgery. He was recently elected as chair of the faculty at UNC and will take over from Jan Boxall at the beginning of the new academic year on July 1st. The faculty chair position holds a three-year term. Dr. Cairn uses the idiom, those who live in glass houses shouldn't throw the first stone, when describing the ongoing conversation about the scandal. He says it's important that in the world of academia, the conversation remains civil.
I think the vigorous discussion and debate is totally appropriate. Do I think it's helpful to say somebody's not doing their job and that kind of thing? Probably not, because everybody's working hard and we're trying to do the best we can. But I absolutely respect people's opinion and that they're unhappy and upset about what has occurred. We all are.
These comments were made during a WCHL News special with Jim Hebner. Stay tuned. At 7:30 this morning, we'll bring you the final part of a four-part conversation. And remember, this weekend, you can hear the discussion in its entirety on Saturday and Sunday at 12 noon. WCHL News Time, 6:19. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Not a lot of traffic out there this morning. Volume will certainly pick up in just a little while here, but right now rather light. Please remember that Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic starting in about a half hour from now. And if there's anything we're not reporting that you know about, please call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL and let us know what's on your mind. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. WCHL's traffic has been brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, mostly cloudy today, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today, about 78 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain, and mostly cloudy after midnight as well. Overnight low, about 58. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. And looking ahead for your weekend, tomorrow night, mostly clear, low 55. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny with high in the upper 70s. So considerably cooler over the next few days. And that's a quick look at your weather. Now, turning to WCHL championship sports, Carolina baseball team is in the spotlight. The third-seeded North Carolina
Tar Heels, 34-25 overall, will embark on the road to Omaha when it faces second seed Long Beach State, sporting a 32-24 record, very similar record, today, 1 o'clock, McKeithen Stadium in Gainesville, Florida. WCHL's Matt Oakes previews today's game.
The Dirtbags are no strangers to the postseason stage. Long Beach State has made 20 appearances in the NCAA tournament. Not surprisingly, Carolina head coach Mike Fox expects a stern test in Game 1 Friday. The opposing defense especially stands out.
You know, obviously a good team, very, very sound fundamentally. Just look at their number of errors and their fielding, percentage. They pitch exceptionally well.
Carolina and Long Beach State have never met in the postseason. In fact, the two programs have played just one game all time, a 1992 UNC win in Chapel Hill. But this time around, Coach Fox says the Tar Heels will be facing a mirror image of themselves out on the diamond.
Very similar to us, I think, in some ways, in that they just try to manufacture runs and depend on their pitching and defense to win.
Hitting the road come tournament time is unusual for the UNC program, but Coach Fox says it's not necessarily a bad thing.
We'll see. I think we can use that maybe to our advantage. We haven't been in this position. It is going to be quite different when you're hosting and you're playing at home and you're a number one seed or a national seed. I mean, there's pressure on you. You're expected to win and you're playing at home, and this is different. I hope that difference will help us.
One might expect a low-scoring affair Friday, with so much on the line and the sheer importance of not dropping into the loser's bracket in the double elimination format. The loser faces a daunting uphill climb the rest of the weekend against a stacked field. Another reason to expect a pitcher's duel is the man on the mound for the Tar Heels. Trent Thornton says he's rested up and ready to throw.
Felt pretty good. Everything's every bullpen I've had, stuff's getting sharper and sharper. And after this weekend, I had my full week of rest coming into Friday. So, we're ready to go.
Overall, the Tar Heel bullpen is solid, but when push comes to shove, the Achilles heel for the team all season long has been the run support. Coach Fox knows it, but says many members in the batting order are heating up.
We've been up and down offensively because we just haven't had everybody really swinging it at the level that they're capable of consistently. And I think more than anything else, that's where we probably have been a little bit better down the stretch. Landon's swinging it better, and obviously, Michael has, and Woods, Sky's been swinging it better, and Parks got some big hits for us in the tournament, so maybe that's a good sign for us offensively.
History will certainly be on Carolina's side. The Tar Heels have won their NCAA opener in 14 straight tournaments. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
The Carolina Panthers have announced they've signed second-round draft pick Coney Ealy, a defensive end out of Missouri. Terms of the deal were not released yesterday. Ealy played in 38 games and started 25 times for the Tigers before declaring for the draft after his junior season. He was the first-team All-Southeastern Conference selection last year with 9.5 sacks and 14.5 tackles for loss. This is Ron Stutz. We recognize hometown heroes every day, Monday through Friday, here on WCHL, sponsored by Performance Auto Mall.
Lately, you've been hearing about a lot of very special moms in our community. Moms, grandmothers, daughters, those who are moms in one way or another, who also do good things in the community. Our special recognitions of moms has been extended through Friday, June 6th. And starting that day, you can vote on our website, chapelbro.com, for the best mom from all our honorees. Winner will get the use of a BMW convertible from Performance Auto Mall for an entire weekend, plus an upscale dinner out on the town. Remember, voting starts Friday, June 6th and ends on Friday, June 13th. The winning mom will be announced that day. So listen up, vote, and do your part to help a special mom in our community have a great weekend. It's all from Performance Auto Mall and 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Time now for the Osgood File on WCHL. Good morning. It is 6:25.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by AJC. This is Charles Osgood. You might not think that an ant is a particularly intelligent creature, but if you put a lot of ants together, something amazing happens. They turn into data processing machines that even some computers would envy. More after this from David Harris of AJC.
Jews in Europe face more bad news. On Saturday, four people, ages 23, 24, 53, and 54, were killed at the Jewish Museum in Brussels. The next day, two brothers near a synagogue outside Paris were viciously beaten. Meanwhile, Europeans voted in the European Parliament elections. Angry with the status quo, some supported openly anti-Semitic neo-Nazi parties. The idea that such parties will sit in the European Parliament is frightening. These are only the most recent signs of a growing trend that AJC has been calling attention to since 2000. The anti-Semitism comes from three main sources: the neo-Nazi Holocaust-denying extreme right, the Israel has no right to exist extreme left, and the Jew-hating and Israel-hating radical Islamists. European governments must do more to confront this growing menace, and those of us who care must speak out. To learn more, visit AJC.org. This is David Harris of AJC.
Paid for by AJC.
Ants are tiny creatures with one big goal in their lives: to keep their world going. As E.O. Wilson, the retired Harvard biologist, put it,
they communicate almost exclusively with chemicals. The kind of a world you would imagine on another planet. Highly social creatures communicating not by words, sounds, not by vision, but by letting out different odors to communicate messages.
Now, researchers have found out why ants do so well despite their small size. They have a group ability to process information at amazing speeds. A study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences took a close look at the relationship between two different types of ants: scout ants and gathering ants. The scout ants hunt for food for the other ants. They sometimes seem to be wandering aimlessly, but the researchers say there's a method behind their apparently random journeys. As they go, the scout ants leave behind a trail of chemicals known as pheromones that let the gathering ants know that a particular area has been searched. The pheromone trails are investigated, and some routes are quickly eliminated, leaving the right one for the gathering ants to follow. And that means get the food. One researcher says for sheer efficiency, the ants are better than a Google search when it comes to processing information, and they're masters at bringing order out of chaos. The experts say this new perspective on ants could teach us about our own transportation systems and how we browse the vastness of the Internet. So the next time you see a solitary ant scurrying along, remember, he's working every bit as hard as we are. The Osgood File. I'll see you on the television come Sunday morning on CBS. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. We asked their children, too. Here's what Francis George had to say.
Last year, my mom and dad were living in Michigan, and my father was in very poor health at the time, and we were all really worried about him. I was watching the attention that he was getting at the hospital, and they said, well, we've done all that we can. We have to discharge you, and here's a list of nursing homes that you can take him to in case mom can't handle him. And I said, that's it. I got them down to the Cedars, and the staff attended to all of his needs, and mom didn't have to worry about making meals or cleaning the house or getting transportation or driving around. And she could just focus on dad and his recovery. And within a few short weeks, everything turned completely around. I think it was a miracle. Dad regained his health and his independence. I never dreamed I would see my parents so active and vibrant and engaged in life again. I'm really glad that I chose the Cedars.
Thanks, Francis. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office reminds us that crime prevention is everyone's responsibility. If you observe suspicious activity taking place in your neighborhood, do not hesitate to dial 911. If you're interested in starting a community watch group in your neighborhood, please call Sergeant Butch Clark with the Crime Prevention Unit at the Orange County Sheriff's Office at 919-644-3050. That's 919-644-3050.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Carolina Brewery Chapel Hill. It's half off, $20 of food and drinks, available now for $10. Carolina Brewery Chapel Hill, the Triangle's oldest brewery, offers local beef burgers, hand-cut fries, and fun appetizers like pork and collard spring rolls. Carolina Brewery is open every day for lunch, dinner, and late night. It's 50% off from Carolina Brewery Chapel Hill. Today's your last chance, so buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
It's 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Mostly cloudy today, 65 degrees right now, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today in the 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain and low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, we're looking at a partly sunny day with a high in the upper 70s, so let's be optimistic. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the middle 50s, and then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s, so kind of moderate temperatures for your entire weekend.
Weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Sale price $2 billion. Looks like former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer is set to pay that to buy the LA Clippers. Sports attorney Jeffrey Lenkoff.
I think it's the biggest deal in the history of sports for one reason. There's never been a sale of a professional sports team that didn't include land or stadium that ever went even for close to these amounts.
Shelley Sterling met with Ballmer last weekend and came to terms with him. Correspondent Steve Futterman, what about Donald Sterling?
His attorney insists that Sterling must give his approval and that right now he is not inclined to do so. But Shelley Sterling says she was acting as the sole trustee of the Sterling Family Trust, which owns the Clippers, and that gave her the right to sell the team.
Reportedly, Shelley Sterling says she has a binding agreement with Steve Ballmer, a deal that will be presented to the NBA. If it goes through, there's optimism, says correspondent David Begno.
Magic Johnson tweeted, Steve Ballmer owning the Clippers is a big win for the city of L.A. and all the people who live in the City of Angels.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
66 degrees in Chapel Hill, 632 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Hundreds of people came out to a budget public hearing last night to tell Orange County commissioners to increase school funding. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
The Southern Human Services Center was awash in a sea of crimson last night as more than 300 parents and teachers wearing red for education turned out to the budget public hearing asking Orange County commissioners to fully fund both school systems.
We're tired of seeing our kids' education become a political chew toy. We're tired of teachers not making a living wage. We're tired of hearing that next year is the year we do something. Next year, we'll raise revenue or cut costs. Next year, we'll fix old or overcrowded schools. There isn't next year. We're insisting, we are demanding, y'all, frankly, we're begging for you to fully fund our schools.
That's Jeff Hall, president of the Chapel Hill Carborough PTA Council. He was one of 40 speakers who addressed the board before a standing room only crowd. Outside the boardroom, the building was filled to capacity, with supporters standing shoulder to shoulder lining the hallways. Still more waited on the lawn after the fire marshal was forced to turn them away. The manager's proposed $195 million budget for next year does include more money for Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough City schools than last year, but the plan falls short of what each district has asked for. Orange County School Board requested an additional $2.9 million next year, while the Chapel Hill Carborough School Board requested an additional $3.9 million. Under the county's current budget proposal, Chapel Hill Carborough schools could lose 22 teaching assistants. Kim Talikoff is a fourth-grade teacher at Estes Hills Elementary. She told commissioners teaching assistants are vital to the success of her students.
I will not be able to compensate for what I am about to lose if we don't act now to fully fund TAs. So I ask you, please, provide the funding we need to make our shared objectives possible. Please put TAs in every classroom.
The recently released state Senate budget proposal also has education supporters on edge, as funding for teaching assistants would be cut in half, resulting in the loss of 57 teaching assistants in the Chapel Hill Carborough school system. Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze told commissioners the Senate's plan would more than double the district's budget gap.
In the current scenario, we would need to make reductions of over $6 million to balance our budget. We felt that it was important for the commissioners to know this and know that both school districts will be under a tremendous amount of pressure. And we reiterate our request for your strong continued support and increased funding.
To increase school funding, commissioners have the option of raising the countywide property tax rate, raising the Chapel Hill Carborough special district tax rate, or dipping into the county's fund balance. The manager's plan already calls for $8.5 million worth of fund balance money to balance next year's budget. Board Chair Barry Jacobs reminded the crowd that Orange County elected officials have long supported public education, and he thanked the parents, teachers, and students in the audience for their advocacy.
Unlike the North Carolina legislature, we actually want to hear from the public.
The board will discuss the budget at a work session on Thursday, June 5th. The final budget is scheduled to be adopted June 17th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As Elizabeth said, in case you missed it, there were 40 speakers last night before the Orange County Commissioners. Back in early April, more than 30 retired UNC faculty members in a letter published in the News and Observer urged those currently employed by the university to demand answers from the administration into how academic improprieties could have taken place for so long and why the administration at UNC has been so quiet about the academic scandal. UNC's faculty chair-elect Bruce Cairn says before blame is spread too far, it's important to remember just how far back the scandal reaches.
We all share culpability in this. It's difficult for, if you've been associated with the university as a faculty member for the past 20 plus years, then there are questions that can be asked that encompass all of us. And so the issue is, what should we be doing now as faculty?
Dr. Cairn says he holds high value in what the former faculty members have to say and that he wants to create ways that they can provide input to better the future of Carolina. Dr. Cairn says the J.C. Byrne Center director and John Stackhouse, distinguished professor of surgery. He was recently elected as chair of the faculty at UNC and will take over from Jan Boxall at the beginning of the new academic year on July 1st. The faculty chair position holds a three-year term. Dr. Cairn uses the idiom, those who live in glass houses shouldn't throw the first stone when describing the ongoing conversation about the scandal. He says it's important that in the world of academia, the conversation remains civil.
I think the vigorous discussion and debate is totally appropriate. Do I think it's helpful to say somebody's not doing their job and that kind of thing? Probably not, because everybody's working hard and we're trying to do the best we can. But I absolutely respect people's opinion and that they're unhappy and upset about what has occurred. We all are.
These comments were made during a WCHL News special with Jim Hefner. Stay tuned. At 7:30 this morning, we'll bring you the final part of a four-part conversation. And this weekend, you can hear the discussion in its entirety on Saturday at 12 noon and also on Sunday at 12 noon. A 78-year-old retired Unitarian minister from Chapel Hill was one of 14 people arrested for refusing to leave State House Speaker Tom Tillis' office on Tuesday. Reverend Dick Weston Jones spoke with WCHL's Danny Hooley about the experience and why he was willing to face the consequences. We'll have that story coming up for you next hour on WCHL. A bill to allow permits for fracking in North Carolina is headed to Governor Pat McCrory for his signature after the Senate passed the legislation without debate. It was a fast turnaround for the bill on Thursday after the House approved it with minor changes just hours earlier. House Republicans turned back one dozen Democratic amendments to the bill. Earlier in the day, opponents of the bill held a rally with lawmakers to call for more restrictions, criticizing the pace of the legislation as undemocratic and too fast. Fracking refers to hydraulic fracturing, a method of extracting oil and gas by injecting high-pressure mixtures of water, sand or gravel, and chemicals into rock. Permits for the practice could be issued as early as May 2015. Jim Mullen passed away this past Monday at the age of 91. Mullen is the man responsible for establishing the successful and renowned advertising specialization in the School of Journalism at UNC following his arrival to Chapel Hill in 1959. Mullen was originally from St. Paul, Minnesota, which is where he obtained most of his educational successes. At the University of Minnesota, he earned bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees. Additionally, he achieved a master's degree from Harvard University and served in World War II. Former faculty member of the School of Journalism and Mass Communication, Tom Bowers, was the second member of the faculty to teach in Mullen's advertising sequence. He comments on Mullen's influence on the UNC School of Journalism.
He shaped that school beginning in 1959 by starting its advertising program, which has grown and is still one of the significant parts of that school.
Bowers also says that the advertising program continues to hold on to the same construction and values that Mullen established so many years ago.
He created the basic structure of that advertising program. That structure can still be seen today in those courses.
Preceding the exponential growth of the advertising specialization within the school, Mullen then retired from his position at UNC in 1986. In 2006, he was honored in the North Carolina Advertising Hall of Fame. The Outstanding Graduating Senior in Advertising Award is for the School of Journalism. He's named after him. He lived in Carolina Meadows in Chapel Hill with his wife, Dorothy. Again, Jim Mullen, passed away on Monday at the age of 91. WCHL News Time, 6:40. Coming up next, Raleigh Mann has today's commentary. He says, none of us really like to pay taxes, but it's something we have to do. That's certainly an important discussion to take place these days.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get a $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers for GLTE.
A 2013 independent survey conducted by Home Care Pulse ranked HomeWatch caregivers of the Triangle significantly higher than the industry standard in compassion, knowledge, reliability, flexibility, and overall quality of service. For 10 years, HomeWatch Caregivers has helped over 2,000 families in our community, providing hourly and 24-hour personal care to people of all ages with all types of needs. Visit us online at homewatchcaregivers.com or give us a call, 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
67 degrees, 642.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Nobody likes to pay taxes. Coming up with that money at certain times in the year can be painful, especially now. I wonder, though, why we haven't figured out that taxes are necessary. As individuals, don't we have to pay for the things we buy? If I have a heart attack, I'm really glad that trained medical people will rush me to the hospital, and there, other trained people will take care of me. Taxes. They drive their own roads that I help to build and pave. So if you don't like paying taxes, be sure never to call 911 or drive anywhere. Don't take your garbage to the curb. If somebody breaks into your house, don't call the police. Don't attend a state university. Don't flush. Don't let Medicare pay your medical bills if you're over 65 or disabled. Don't use the local water, stay away from the public library and the museum, and don't ride the bus. And, by the way, don't use money. It's printed by the U.S. government. Don't expect zoning to protect your neighborhood, and don't expect anybody to plow your road when it snows. Now you're getting it. Is there waste? Of course. Are there things you wish your taxes didn't pay for? Absolutely. But I believe in paying for the things that we need. It's way better than cutting out things like good schools, care for the mentally ill, and all of those other things I mentioned. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heels play today. Let's get a report on what's happening with your Carolina baseball team.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The North Carolina baseball team is in action this afternoon versus Long Beach State in the Gainesville Regional. The winner of the Tar Heels Dirtbags matchup will face the winner of Florida and the College of Charleston tomorrow at 7 o'clock, with the losers matching up on Saturday at 1 o'clock. The head coach of the Tar Heels, Mike Fox, knows that he's got a big test ahead of him in taking on Long Beach State.
We're going to have a lot of guys on the field that haven't been in a regional four before. But I think our veterans obviously have been there and done that before. I think it is going to be a little bit different feel being on the road. I mean, we've been at home, and there is some pressure when you're hosting at home and you're expected to win. And So, you know, hopefully we can go down there and just, you know, play very relaxed, don't have any pressure on us, and just kind of take a deep sigh of relief.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
In other Carolina sports news, four UNC players led the 16-member 2014 All-Rookie Team from inside lacrosse. Tar Heel freshman Maggie Bill, Molly Hendrick, Sydney Holman, and Kaylee Waters grabbed spots on the team. No school in the country had more 2014 freshmen on the list than Carolina.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Again, your Carolina baseball team taking on Long Beach State today, 1 o'clock down in Gainesville, Florida, for the beginning of the effort to get to Omaha, the College World Series. Now, that doesn't sound unreasonable when you think about Carolina's recent history. They've been to the College World Series so many times, so go Heels. 647 at WCHL. Traffic and weather together on the way next.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge or reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInnEvents.com.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know your home-based business may not be covered by your homeowner's insurance? Many people have started a home-based business, but there's strict guidelines between homeowners and business insurance policies. Business pursuits within the home or conducted in a detached structure are excluded from the standard homeowner's policy. Don't assume your home-based business is covered for property liability. Call High & Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
This is Stacy Chapman at the Print Shop in University Mall. We would like to congratulate all those graduates out there with some great diploma framing deals. Our beautiful UNC diploma frames are on sale now for $125. Even the student stores and downtown shops can't beat that. And don't fret if you want to pick out your own custom order or match another school's colors. We're offering 20% off all diploma and certificate framing the entire month of May. Only at the Print Shop. For over 40 years, your art, print, and framing store in University Mall.
It is time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers.
Well, at this time, Ron, as we usually see, things are moving fairly smoothly. We've seen some slowdowns on 15501 a little bit earlier in the day in the last couple weeks or so. So we're seeing those again, northbound and southbound between about the Ephesus Church Road area and Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange. So be on the lookout there. You might see some slowdowns this morning, but nothing major, just minor to moderate delays in that area. I-40 westbound also seeing some slight delays this morning between the Durham Freeway and Apex Highway. So people trying to get off to work a little early this morning. Maybe some people trying to get home as well after the late shift, and we hope that you'll do that safely wherever you're traveling, and we hope that you'll let us know if you see anything throughout the day today. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363 or by tweeting us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Nice shirt this morning.
Thank you very much.
Yes, first time I've seen you without a tie recently.
Yeah, a little casual Friday. How about that?
I think, and by the way, this Friday is Casual Friday, is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So
that's what I should have done.
If you feel like it, go ahead and And wearing a Hawaiian shirt to work.
You know,
okay.
So we just moved, and we've got this big walk-in closet in our new apartment now. And we're rearranging our closet, and I'm putting my shirts up, hanging those up, and I've got one Hawaiian shirt left. I used to have a bunch.
Really?
My wife said that that was probably a good idea to get rid of some. But I kept this one because I said, you never know when you're going to need a good Hawaiian shirt.
That's true.
I should have worn it today. That would have been good. That would have been a real good casual Friday.
Lots of special occasions when you need a Hawaiian
shirt. That's right. She doesn't get it.
The situation calls for it, you know. But she does a pretty good job dressing you the other day.
Well, yes. She gets fashion completely.
Yeah.
She's just not a fan of the Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah,
I think she thinks they're a little gaudy.
Think what people are saying about that shirt I was wearing earlier in the week. Somebody said I look like Jimmy Buffett. And
that's right, yeah.
Certainly don't agree with that. But thank you so much for contributing to the well-being of everybody by reporting on the traffic.
Certainly.
And we'll hear from you in about a half an hour.
That sounds good.
All right. Traffic brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. If you need an engagement ring, you've been thinking about popping the question for a long time, or that custom piece of jewelry that you've been dreaming out for years, Grimble's is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods, so really easy to find them. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 66 degrees, mostly cloudy today. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today, about 77 or 78 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain and low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s again. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the middle 50s. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high one more time in the upper 70s. I thought you might like to know what the weather would be like for the entire weekend. Looks like a pretty good weekend coming up. Time now for celebrity birthdays. Let's get started with country musician Johnny Gimble, 88 years old today. Actor Clint Walker is 87. Actor Cara Delevingne, 78 years old today. Actor Michael J. Pollard turned 75. One of the best ever, pro and college football Hall of Famer Gale Sayers is 71 years old today. Lenny Davidson, who was a member of the Dave Clark Five, 70 today. Actor Stephen Tobolowsky, 63. Actor Ted McGinley is 56 years old today. Actor Ralph Carter, 53. Actress Tanya Pinkins is 52. Winona Judd, very famous country singer, is 50 years old today. Tom Morello, great guitar player from Audioslave, Rage Against the Machine, is 50 years old today. See here, Antoine Fuqua, a movie director, is 49 years old today. Actress Idina Menzel, who is in Frozen and now performing on Broadway in If Then, is 43. Actor Trey Parker, 42. CeeLo Green is 39 years old today. Happy birthday, CeeLo. Actor Blake Bashoff, 33 years old today. Actor Jake Short, 17. And actor Jared Gilmore is the ripe old age of 14. We have some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Muriel Willeman, the recycling queen in Orange County. Muriel Willeman has a birthday, as does Shannon Stone Reeves over in Cary. And our birthday winner of the day is Deborah Beller. Congratulations, Deborah Beller. She gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. They love taking care of their customers, and they're certainly going to love taking care of you. Deborah Beller, happy birthday from all of us here at WCHL.
97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL. Time for trivia with Mr. Kiger.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be here, Mr. Stutz.
Look up trivia in the dictionary, and there's a picture of Freddy right there.
Yep, yep.
Beside the definition.
Correct.
And
Minutia Man.
Yeah, exactly. It's, what's that old song the Styx did? I hate it.
Arigato, Mr. Roboto?
Yeah, there you go. Yep. That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Mr. Roboto. Mr. Roboto.
Yep.
I've never have really liked Styx.
They lost me a little bit on that one.
Yeah.
They were okay. I like the early stuff.
Yeah. But not that.
Yeah, Paradise Hotel was a good album.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was a good one.
Well, what do you got for us today?
Authors.
Authors?
Authors.
Okay.
Arthur Smith. Arthur Murray.
Arthur Godfrey.
King.
King Arthur.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. Arthur Godfrey, very good.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Name the baseball player who titled his memoir...
Uh-huh.
Wizard. Name the baseball player, author, of course, now, who titled his memoir, Wizard.
Yep, and excuse me a second. Oh, sorry, I had to do a couple of backflips.
There you go. That is a huge hint for all of you fans out there.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to lay it on everybody. So
there you go.
You know, make it easy for them.
Please give us a call at 919-929-WCHL. We've thrown a question into the hole between short and third. Let's see if you can fill it and fire it back at us.
919-929-WCHL. It's Freddie just said, $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Where you are good to go.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is celebrating Memorial Day all month long. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Gary had to say about his Performance BMW experience.
Working with Ed Hagen is always a pleasure. He is very thorough and really knows the product. Dealing with Performance BMW is always a pleasure. Whether it is sales or just routine service, they always get a 10 from me.
Now that's a wow. During our Memorial Day all month long event, you can lease a 2014 BMW X1 S-Drive 28i for $319 per month. That's another wow.
Stock number B4555. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. Based on MSRP of $33,575 and selling price of $30,800. $34.41 total due at signing. $549 admin fee and $81 registration. Tag fee included and tax excluded. Financing with approved credit through BMFS. Offer expires May 31st, 2014.
Don't miss the Memorial Day Road Trip Special found exclusively at PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where sales and service specials abound. Or visit us in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
A lot of phone calls coming in this morning, 656 at WCHL.
Well, Freddie, you're talking about famous shortstop Ozzie Smith.
Correct. Number one in your program and number one in your hearts. Mm-hmm. Loved Ozzie Smith. Okay. Indeed, a wizard at his position.
Great player.
Shortstop.
Yeah, great player in the mold of Freddie Kiger when he used to play.
If I get mentioned in the same breath, that is quite an honor.
Yeah, well, Ozzie, you know, how old is Ozzie now?
I don't know. He's got to be probably in his 50s.
Yeah, I guess he's probably a little younger than you. And so yeah. I think what happened is when he was a little kid, he got some video of you playing shortstop, and he modeled himself after you.
That could very well be.
That's what happened.
That could very well be. The former Cardinal, who's in the Hall of Fame, still holds the Major League record for most assists and the National League record for career games at the position. He's a Gold Glover for 13 consecutive seasons and an All-Star for the National League for 15 times.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. Wow. And not only that, he's a good human being.
Yeah, no kidding. Listen, thanks. I love that trivia question.
You are welcome, and have a great weekend. I'll see you on
Monday. You got it.
Hey, we got a whole bunch of phone calls this morning, and I'm sorry I could not answer them all, but our winner is Mike Galoo. He was the first to get in with the correct answer, and Mike Galoo is just out in St. Louis, he said. The answer to that question, the wizard, he used to do backflips out on the field, and he was just a great shortstop, Ozzie Smith. And Mike Galoo gets $10 gift card to Cruisers.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property. And you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Carolina Brewery Chapel Hill. It's half off, $20 of food and drinks, available now for $10. Carolina Brewery Chapel Hill, the Triangle's oldest brewery, offers local beef burgers, hand-cut fries, and fun appetizers like pork and collard spring rolls. Carolina Brewery is open every day for lunch, dinner, and late night. It's 50% off from Carolina Brewery Chapel Hill. Today's your last chance, so buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Right now, it is 67 degrees, and we're looking for a high today of about 78.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Follow the Tar Heels in postseason play. Mike Fox's Carolina baseball team is in the NCAA tournament. And when UNC plays, you can hear it right here on WCHL.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. It began with Republicans, but now Virginia's Mark Warner and 11 other Senate Democrats are calling on Veterans Secretary Eric Shinseki to resign.
He should step down. We need to spend our energies on getting the VA fixed.
Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, where did things stand this morning?
Well, start.